those pigs. And they were saying, you need to leave, because that's our money that went over in that sea. Not that we got help. We got rid of the demons. And sometimes people are looking at the wrong things. I'm going to lose my money. But God brought you peace. Sometimes he takes the worst thing away from you, and you're saying, but I still miss them because they used to hug me right. And God gets rid of the worst thing that keeps you in fear, and you're saying, but we got to evaluate it right. We got to look at it the way God looks at it. We got to look at it the way God looks at it. A Jesus without excuses. When God brought abiding faith into existence in 1975, a lot of us as students were afraid. We were in that boat, and he had to speak to our situations and say, be still. When you are going through and Jesus is there with you, no room to offer excuses, because the God Almighty himself is standing with you. The sacrifice that Jesus played was an enormous or huge in all of our lives. Jesus was our first example of a true sacrifice. And even right here, this is an example of a sacrifice. When I thought about a Jesus without excuses, and I thought about what these men were experiencing, and here they are in a violent storm and trying to grapple, you know, what are we going to do? And Jesus is right there to bring peace to the situation. I think about all the time we have so many excuses. When he's there all the time to get us through. He played an enormous role in our lives as students. He was our example of a true sacrifice. And I'm thinking about this too, church, because we had to understand the spirit of what God was doing back in 1975. You also have to understand what the spirit of what God is doing right now in 2014. You can miss God not understanding the spirit of what he's trying to do in your life. And so you can offer excuses. And I thought about some of the things that people do and offer excuses why they can't get themselves together. And although the ship is in the middle of the sea and the demon has already confronted you, or you're afraid, he's with us. So what did God do for us? Even through this experience, even through going through Calvary, God taught us how to persevere. Will you agree? Amen. Amen? He's asleep, but he wakes up and he rebukes the sea, and everything is calm, is back to normal. What did he teach us, and what is he teaching us even now today? He's teaching us, church, how to persevere. Storms are rising or will rise, but don't let the storm stop you. Don't let the demons who are violent, who got a bad attitude, stop you. You've got a destination. You've got a destination. So he taught us how to fight and not waver and look for excuses. Because sometimes you'll fight and still look for excuses. We are in an excuse-filled nation of people. And for some reason, the Lord gets blamed for a lot of the stuff that we have gone through. My daddy was not in my life. We were homeless. We were broke. My mama abandoned me. My husband divorced me. None of my brothers and sisters showed me love. We are in the boat. But we're in the boat full of excuses. While the Son of God is right there with us. And we still have excuses. And he's saying, but I've already spoke to that storm. Peace be still. But for some reason, we feel that we must bring up an excuse of why we are not doing and accomplishing what we can do. What kind of reason is that?